Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Patting pockets. We take the dollar, dollar. Can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, you bet. It's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Pours reaching testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the...
Money, 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 money.
They see it, they see it.
Dollar, dollar, and roll with Val 50. Like to go out smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with that retirement fun, I can't just tell I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Rolling through. Set it, patting them pockets till I'm second holding two. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lumps. It's a Coro, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Muzzle in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. If you can't see the money, get your eyes clean with Visine. I need 5 things plus 7 digits at a time. See my children chilling. The best never works. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Bank vaults unlocking. Ching, ching, we're mocking. I'm rocking. My family Christmas stockings are shocking. Fine women, any weather. Naughty denim and leather. Call it chicken, whatever. Sunday gets better. I want smart cookie. The bet that smacks rookies. My socks on top, your checks bounce while mine's boogie. Wrist, I must rock it. Chick, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket.
Here comes the money.
What good motherfuckers, welcome to Jungle Rivalry with your host, Savvy, co-host, Gilly G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. And hopefully we'll be having some new fucking listeners, new callers, since I've been busting my ass and fucking adding people and fucking post up on that shit.
Yep.
But, I brought back some old, I got some fucking, but not really new music, but, old school music, if you will. Probably something that, you know, you don't really expect on JR, but hey, JR is all about the unexpected.
And exactly.
And we're not expecting one genre either.
Yeah. So this like nobody would ever expect to hear this up on JR.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright, alright. You say you got a real solution. Love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution.
more money for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be alright. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Back, and yes, that was the Beatles.
Yep.
Marty it up, I got a shitload of track from the Beatles on my computer.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking, I don't know, man. Yo, like, I just like the style the Beatles have. Well, had.
And, I mean, they definitely did have a good style. I mean, even though they are definitely older music, but, I mean, still, they definitely had a good style for what they did, which developed into newer music and all that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I hate, like, the kids today who think, oh, what's made today, this was all original. It's like, no, it's not. It was all created from something else, and it developed into what it is today from that.
Exactly. But, let's go to another track. I'm going to go take a piss. So let's go with this.
You are now rocking with the Deuce Click, Cut Calhoun, BG Bullet Wound, Snug Brim. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
We do this. We ain't trippin' no fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. We'll be active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
In my hometown, we don't fuck around and we turfed up. Other mittens, I carry heat. So you turkey niggas get burnt up. Beef eater, 100 proof. Might fuck around and get murked, bruh. Water smoking, powder toting. These 80 babies go hurt something. Deuce Click is my gangland. Got an episode on A&E. Where I live, it's like good times. But it's hood grind cause we bought to eat. 39th down to 27th. Then down north, got them birds cheap. Ain't talking chicken, but it's finger licking. When you're counting paper from the curb seat. Sitting home with this chopper, cocked and locked and off in this pocket. Popping Molly box to that gotcha. Spooked and paranoid with my pocket. Got about 20 grand in my pocket. Damn near 50 more in my closet. Every bitch around me get naked. Still can't trust the hoe. It's my logic. Round this black gold. Keep my enemies close to me. It's my trap code. So Slug Brim, BG, and scatter them tails rattle. He blacked on. Show me state, be showing out. Let niggas know that we own now. 9-11, flight 93. So hope you niggas know
it's going down.
We do this here, we ain't trippin' on fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code. Like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down,
we do this here. We ain't trippin' on fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click.
is my game. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
Just catch me rolling all of my reefer,
whiskey all in my cup,
my cup,
money all in my pocket,
nigga.
Pistol right with my gun,
my gun.
Deuce click when I'm rapping, man. Five star, I'm a general. Get the popping off at your gum shoes. I'ma break it down to the mineral.
To the mineral,
with the business though. Cutting cards and I'm showing now. Pulling up with them filler drums. Got some different strokes that'll freeze your mouth. I be on P's allow. Bees with them G's about. Creeping in these streets can get you lead. Complete with cheese for mouses, public houses,
public houses.
We come from that. Mob filled with them gangbangers. Bang. Hanging, Mama Jack, skinny jeans, we don't fuck with that.
No
definition of a block monster. Kansas City on the side of my helmet, clips longer than a black mama.
Black mama,
we made for drama.
We made for drama.
Stay truly dumb.
Yep.
This is the show me stigma. Right, boy, we rude as fuck.
We
you when you do get touched for all them funny stares, or it'll be going down. Have goonies everywhere.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping our fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid. You be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping no fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
And I'm doping this purest form to hit honcho. Rosetta Blanco when I'm hopping out of Bronco. Motherfuckers better be alarmed. I got it, nigga. Get it, pack it, move it, push it, get it gone. Make a motherfucker wanna spin it all. Do slick niggas on a mission.
All
niggas
raw.
What you niggas thought we was going somewhere? Niggas, no. Been up in the lab getting head from a badass bitch. Never ever took a minute off. I told y'all niggas,
it be going down.
Every time we come,
it be going down.
I'm up in the mo or I'm in another town. To the board, to the gone,
bring another round.
Knives off of my pocket, got them jewels off of my chain. Got them hoes screaming out Jeezy. Ride with Cuddy off in that range. I done told y'all the shit bang, cause we make the shit look easy. Now you wanna buy the nigga look style, cause I'm cash money, yep, young Weezy. I'm dip, nigga, stay dip, nigga. Beamed all up for them crip, niggas. I told y'all niggas I'm a trip, nigga. Smoke me a dip and I flip, nigga. Hit a full twist on you bitch, niggas. Robin Hood coming for you rich, niggas. Get five nights when I spit, nigga. Beat you bullet wound plus a clip, nigga. We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code, like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
And we're back.
Yep.
But, I was helping, you know, posting like I did with, you know, with bringing some more fucking listeners, but, guess that didn't work. Oh, well. Yeah, at least I tried.
Yep.
AMK 420.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 4:20 exactly.
You're done.
You know, I got two states of mind. Stoned in the sleep. First I hit the sweet leaf and then I have nice dreams. When I get up, awake and bake, take a piss and shit. My clock stopped at 4:20, what you want me to say? I stay blaze all day. No matter where I'm creeping, hot boxes on your block. And at the spot on the weekends, you'll see smoke rising. Just who could it be? It's my rhyme and cry partner, D-L-O-6-C.
Get after me, born and raised in the suburbs. Faded off the football, don't ask you nerds. Thanks, Johnny Richter, for your nice little handoff. I got some purple cuss, did you bring the sandbox? Let's bounce some buzz, we can make a little keef. Spice up the leaf before we smoke this tree. Everybody in the scene knows you know the most doja. That's why they label us the cotton mouse doja.
Four to zero, yeah, our clock is always on. We just need our heroes, are just here to serve you, bro.
doing my thing, blowing rings through the crowd, being loud and obnoxious. Now the shots I did with pop got me feeling kinda nauseous. But I played it cool and pulled a few snaps, big fat cat goals, and had a chicken Caesar wrap. Dipping through the whole place, nowhere else I'd rather be the smoker. Weed with my peeps, now I'm passing the D.
24/7, every day, every minute, every body, every corner. Grab your love, keep your closure. Beer drinking, steel poppers, ass heads and freaks. All the creatures in the street, heroin addicts and geeks. Cop Mount King signed a one way contract to see the world and smoke the killer chronic. Z-Lo said it, so don't you forget it. It's 4-4-2-0, and I flow.
I'm gonna
we're back.
Yep.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with that new Loxy whatever.
Yep.
I'll say there was one track that disappointed me, but that was just the intro track because he just did, you know, bullshit 45-second intro whatever.
Yep.
You know, but I mean, besides that, I mean, like, the fact that he said it was a diss CD, but he really didn't diss anybody except on one track, which was dissing Hobson. I mean, it's a pretty dope CD. Other than that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he literally just, like, called Hobson basically a bitch for taking his whole gimmick with the whole white contacts, which he did first.
Yep.
But, I mean, then again, the way he said it, like, he basically said his name, and they talked about stabbing one of his fans in the throat for trying to, like, ask him, you know, if he was a psycho for stealing his gimmick. But,
it happened.
Pretty dope CD.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. Hey, I still ain't nobody tuned in. Let me see what I can do. I'm a fucking JR thing. Street team here. Oh, wow. Yeah, he posted already up in there. So, let's see, let's see what I can do. Posting up. Going to the track. Let's go with some Def Leppard. No, let's go with Deuce. Freaky Now.
Truth. Deuce. Jeffree Star.
She wants to lick my body, and I want to lick her body. So let's all have a party. Lick each other, let's get naughty. She thinks that I'm a hottie, and I know she likes it doggy. Ooh, I lie.
Yeah, it's all punchy, lay it out with your brains down. And it went
proper. Live up in this hospital, ain't nobody sicker. Ballin', baby, my juice speak for itself. Got the LVs on the bag just to match the belt. I like the smiles on your bitch, and that's the fact. I put some miles on your bitch and send the ass back. That's right.
Girl, let's get freaky now. Lick you all up and down.
I'm playing Bleach at the moment. So if I stop talking, there's a reason.
Yep. I'll pay attention to the soundboard, and I think I'm probably going to put in Day 13 and start playing that in a bit.
Yep.
But how about, because you're playing Bleach at the moment, we choose a longer track, so you can do that, and I can put my game and start playing.
Sounds good. Why don't you go with someone? If you can find something longer, go for it.
I'm thinking the Tech N9ne Psycho Bitch combo.
Go for it. Because I'm going to be a little bit distracted with this game.
Yeah, but I want to start playing a game where I know I'm going to get distracted too. So here we go. Psycho Bitch 1 and 2 by Tech N9ne.
Thank you.
while she was wrong. Calling my mama's house at 3 a.m.
I'm playing on my phone.
They say the psychopaths were made from us. Psychopaths will say they get made and behave from us. Psychopaths are from the angelic to rave at us. Psychopaths will say the fuck away from us.
Psychopaths. She got my gas cut off, but I don't know how. She got my phone cut off, but I don't know how. Bitch even got my lights cut off, but I don't know how. Wish I knew back then what a nigga know now.
Crazy bitch,
follow me through my main things, domain. This game brings no pain, no chain. Bug out the digital rain. Must be on cocaine, insane. Y'all to mess up your thing. No brain, bitches will have you stressing using Rogaine. Didn't steal with her, deal with her. Nina had to get ill with her. Trick shot, kill miss. I ain't know I had to hit her with the grill splitter. Never do sex with a psycho girl. Anybody with a bit of pop your trunk. Run, better get a gun when a bitch come. But I know she a psycho.
Kill her.
Hard when he hits that piece and then get her up and out with a dick. Star when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho bitch. Hard when he hit that piece and then get her up and out with a dick. Star when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho bitch. Never ever do a deal with her.
Psycho bitch.
Better never ever go out with her.
Psycho bitch.
Everybody better learn how to deal.
Psycho bitch.
Cause your bitch might be a. What should I do when they drop it? You clock it. Fill it with a venom of the psycho. We talk it to
psycho.
What should I do when they drop it? You clock it.
As the smoke clears, you wonder why this woman packs the most fear. She keeps a broken heart in the 380 close near. From me to you, if you sense she's psychotic, better watch what you do. What they do?
They say this psycho bitch was made from us.
Psycho, psycho.
Say they get made and behave from us.
Psycho, psycho.
From the angelic to raving us.
Psycho, psycho.
Stay the fuck away from us.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Never let it go. Slippers and never the bow. Be ready to get up and go.
Why?
The second in is just dead to the show. Breaking my grip.
I'm ripping my jaw. Looking for white bitch, hair on my balls. Tripping with you when you out with the family. She get it poppin' right there in the mall. Fuck with a bitch, it's definite. Better watch who you stepping with. Fuck a sense and deficit. Better watch who the fuck you messing with. Just because I fuck you, that don't mean we getting married, ho. The way you sit around the cones from my house is scary, though. Psycho business when it comes to relationships, I'm very slow. Bitch, I never understand it over till you're very low. No,
don't give them a mind space. Living out, tripping with strippers, you think I'm digging out.
Me saying that I'll never be taken by the hands of another man is a bad omen, cause you never know it might just be the hands of a woman psycho bitch.
Please, don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go yellow with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
So it's a psycho, too psycho, too.
Turn up with a middle of the left, you try to, you
psycho bitch.
Stop calling me, never wanna really hear no heartfelt shit. You ain't healthy for me, you bitch, I'm on a health kit. Psycho bitches are self-destructive, weak and helpless. I'm done with you, bitch, now you can let somebody else
go. Stick with it, I stick in it, and dick fit it. Never did I think for a minute to quit it. Chickens only living and driven to get hit it. Turn around and flip it and get to a deep shit it. Pussy with a better to get in and indebted. You can make a penny of money from end sentence. You can run a bitch by just an end sentence. What if she demanded, you better forget it.
Jeez.
Psycho like Michael, you Michael. Wake up to knives and rifles. When your eyes see Vavo, like I know to move on you like Tavo. Even I know this Lajo, like rivals, them turn you into Vavo. Either that or you turn your back in the bitch tag with a blade up in your spinal. Should've listened to them phone calls, don't stop with them harassing threats. Well, the vision was them draws and me plotting on heaven's sake. Got me tripping, fist in a ball, I know so gon' happen next. I'll kill this crazy bitch and give her back the tag.
Don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go yellow with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
Watch your bitch, you're psycho, you're psycho, you're
psycho. Turn up with the middle of the left and you try to, you
psycho bitch.
Watch your bitch, you're psycho, you're psycho, you're psycho. Turn up with the middle of the left and you try to, you
psycho bitch, psycho bitch.
Never ever go yellow with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
Watch your bitch, you're psycho, you're psycho,
you're psycho. Turn up with the middle of the left and you try to, you
psycho bitch.
Watch your bitch, you're psycho, you're psycho, you're psycho. Turn up with the middle of the left and you try to, you
psycho bitch, psycho bitch.
Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you just how fast I can get to your heart. Talk to you later. Bye.
And we're back. We got a block number with us, so let's find who this is. Block number, what's good with us?
Yours nightmare?
There's like a shitload of those. So, which one would you be?
Do what?
I said, there's about like a shitload of those, so which one would you be?
Your worst one.
See, that's still not helping anything there.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, if we had a name, maybe, but, yeah.
Name maybe or name baby? Which one was that?
I said, if we had a name, then maybe.
Well, maybe I don't have a name.
So then you can't possibly be my worst nightmare, then.
There's ways. Mr. Havoc.
See, you know me, but I don't know you.
Exactly.
<We're dating>.
Exactly.
So my question is, why call for my block number?
Because I can. I feel like it.
So does my worst nightmare have like a name or something we can call you?
Well, I've been here before, so if you can't remember it, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you've been here before, but you gotta realize how many people we've had call in here before, so it's kind of hard for me to keep up with names.
Yeah, but I'm original, so. I'm
exactly
right,
how it is.
It's the ghost, motherfucker.
The ghost? Which, wait, which ghost?
My ghost. Me ghost.
Ah. But, yeah, because you said original.
I am the original. For female-wise.
Not really.
I know. Just fucking around. I'm bored.
On the globe. I'm fucking sitting here doing the show playing fucking Bleach.
Don't tell me it's just you.
No, Chris is here somewhere. He's playing WWE
13. PK, get your ass over here. I'm like fucking messaged his ass on Facebook to see if he was on here.
So what the hell did you just call him?
PK.
Oh, fuck? We just call him Chris.
Psychophilla?
Yes,
know
we know.
Psychophilla, so...
Yes, but, you know, we don't call him Fed and Kill Up on here. We just call him Chris.
I call him PK, so.
Because it's a whole fact, you know, it doesn't really matter what we call him, because anybody comes up on here and has him up on, you know, their Facebook, all he knows is his real name anyways. So what the hell is the point of calling him Fed and Kill Up?
Me? Because that's what I first known him by.
Yeah. We still call him Chris.
I'm gonna still call him PK.
But what's good?
Not you. I'm playing.
I'm just bored of the motherfucker. We ain't got no listeners. Well, we probably got listeners. Just something we found out. We have listeners, except they don't come to the chat room. They listen to fucking Windows Media Player and shit like that, and they're all up on Facebook.
Shut up. Fuckers, get in here. Or speak.
That don't work.
Shit, I bet I could possess them, it will.
That still won't work. We've tried that.
No, it will. Well, I don't know them.
But, Chris, remind me to delete fucking Kendrick Lamar off the soundboard since Gil G said to put it up there for some odd reason.
Where is that fucker, by the way?
Who, Ghetto?
Yeah.
He'll be here shortly.
Well, hopefully. I'm gonna leave then whenever he comes. No offense.
Like I said, he'll probably be here very shortly.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to leave because unless you want to fight on the damn show, yeah. PK's done told me, like, he thought I was, like, somebody or some shit. I don't know, but I don't like him.
Ghetto's not that bad of a dude.
That's not shit I've heard before.
But, you know, you got to realize I've known Ghetto G for quite some time, though, too.
I started knowing you, too. You just don't know it. What the fuck is with this shit?
I don't know.
I am not watching SpongeBob ever again.
SpongeBob sucks. What the fuck? Who the hell watches SpongeBob?
I do, fucker. Nah, it's got like this fucking picture of SpongeBob being fucked by Patrick, and then Gary's like by like at the door, like looking like a fucking I don't know what, and it says harsh whisper, Pat, stop, Gary's in the room. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. SpongeBob gay is all shit. Nobody watches that shit. But I'm gonna go into some fucking Becky G. know, Ghetto hates this track because of the fact, not really original, but fuck it. This is Becky from the Block.
Children growing, women choosing, men go working, some do still. Everyone's got to make a living.
Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, first grade, Oak Street Elementary. A few blocks from the Inglewood Cemetery. I lived through hard times according to my memory. Then I learned to rhyme like I'm reading out the dictionary. I still walk to the Kelso Market. Even though I get to walk them red carpets. My family lived in my grandpa's garage. So I started working just to help out my pops. It all started when my grandpa crossed over. Now one day I'ma be a crossover. Right now it's just who is that girl. But one day I'ma be all around the world. Still get grounded, always stay grounded. Still do chores even when I'm on tour. One thing for sure, I'ma always be me. That Westside, Becky, Becky, Becky G. Stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, what you know about the in and out life? And what you know about that 405 drive? My life is changing quickly right before my eyes. It hits me every time that I'm on Hollywood and Vine. If you wanna date me, you gotta ask my daddy. And my 30 uncles, you can meet them in an alley. And one day, I'ma bring home a Grammy. But no matter what, I'll be bringing home Randy's. Donuts, so what? Holler when you see me. I'm still the same beat, even when I'm on TV. Stay rocking J's with my diamonds and pearls. You can take me out the hood, but not the hood out of the girl. Yes, I love sushi, love my calamari, but ain't no better chef than my very own mommy. If you can't catch me roaming in my barrio, I'm with my listas praying the rosario. Inglewood. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Inglewood, Kelly girl for life. Jennifer Lopez, Latino stand up, West Side, yeah, LA.
My bad, I must have on mute. Motherfucker, stop running away like a fucking pussy. Thank you. Time for another track. Here we go, some B-side. But hey, Chris.
Yeah, what up?
Upload that low key track, man.
All right, I'll do it.
While you do that, I think I'm gonna go with some fucking Dark Lotus.
Okay.
It was a dark, stormy night when five children of the Lotus crept into a local cemetery. Their intentions were nothing more than to smoke marijuana leaves and drink alcoholic beverages. But these five young boys were soon joined by some very unlikely company. In fact, for the children of the Lotus, this was some company they could only dream of. I'm talking about the dead. Not just any dead. I'm talking about they were joined by five ravishing, beautiful, lovely dead women. Opened up to these boys and gave them their all. Do you like the Ouija? We dance. Blood and flesh, romance. Right there, right in front of the tomb. Beautiful whore, big, and the moon. Dead flesh, crazy hormones. Me with a heart dick, her with a necro. We did the tango, she breathed. She wiped blood on the killer's sleeve. Now I ain't never been the one to pass. She might be dead, but she got a nice ass. Rotten to the bone, I like that meat. Wearing nothing but a panty.
Dirty and mangled, she had no feet, skin just tangled. We went behind. Hey, Chris, are you even paying attention to your Facebook?
I'm not getting messages on Facebook, like I said. Facebook's just been bugging out for me. I told you at the start of the show.
Chris, you realize that doesn't have any effect on your phone, right?
Actually, it does have an effect on my phone. I can't send any messages or receive any on my phone either. So my Facebook's just been fucking up a lot today.
Thanks, by the way, PK. You fucking cursed my chat. And I can't fucking message. What the fuck?
That's how mine's been this whole time today.
Mine just started doing that. So I was, like, trying to message you 50 million damn times.
But I did put up that song you told me to put up there.
Okay, I'm going to do 50 million pictures tomorrow.
Okay.
No,
do you want me to play a track?
Yeah, you'd want to see pictures tomorrow.
All right. Okay, here we go with Low Key. Let's get violent. Fuck you.
Behold the dark soul with infected bones that reach plenty of children in neglected homes. Follow me to the land where the dead will roam. And if you're listening, welcome to my sect of souls. I bless the flows within. Yes, I am the reverent. I on adrenaline and silence is deafening. I'm higher than the highest of all the mountains. And I'm here to turn necks in the guise of fountains. Yes, I am the monster, the beast, and the speakers that feeds on the beats. And he feeds on the children, and feeds on the hatred. Stabs till he's screaming in a hideous nature. Yes, I am him. In all black, got your baby mama in a trunk with a ball gag. Long over eyes out, cracked up with a ball bat. I wonder if the bitch still thinks that she's all that.
I did get a fucking text from Gil G that he will be calling in here about maybe about a second or so.
Okay.
But, that dope was pretty track. That track was pretty dope. Was that the one that had the diss towards that bitch ass Hobson?
And that was a very good diss. I mean, it was like straight out talking about how he stole his gimmick.
Well, yeah, I wonder if we'll keep it with this. That's going to be like 1,001 artists out there with the fucking contacts and shit like that?
Well, I mean, of course there are. I mean, hell. I mean, even Zero does the whole thing with contacts. He doesn't do pure white ones, just a two different color one. But still, I mean, like, everybody basically does nowadays.
But,
And honestly, one thing I will say is that was definitely, in my opinion, the best track on the album. And what up, Ghetto?
Spoiler alert.
Ghetto G, what's going on?
Spoiler alert. The Shield loses on SmackDown.
I saw.
They lose the first tag team match. It's all starting to go away.
Yep.
Ambrose lost a bunch of matches. Rollins lost. Technically, Reigns lost too, even though there's no contest.
This is true.
Oh, and Curtis Axel's first pinfall victory on last week's SmackDown against Chris Jericho.
Nah, did he pin somebody else too before?
Yeah, I think
Sin Cara.
He Sin Cara.
Sin Cara, yeah. He actually put on a decent match on Raw, though.
Yeah, he did.
I'm shocked he didn't get injured.
Yeah, right?
I mean, everybody else is getting injured.
Well, he's not going to be there next week. He's probably going to be injured.
Probably. He'll probably get injured at the house show on Saturday.
Like Fandango got injured by Zack Ryder.
Exactly, which sounds like total bullshit because Zack Ryder can't even wrestle.
That's why it's funny.
Exactly. And I saw a backstage info that he is actually able to go, but the WWE won't let him wrestle.
So he's just magically cleared from a concussion.
They go.
Yeah, a very minor concussion.
They go.
Hey, Havoc.
Check your phone.
Check my phone.
Yeah, check your text.
Man, you don't ever send me messages.
Yeah, we'll check it.
It better be important. Again.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. No wonder everybody's so quiet.
Yeah, I'm trying to stalk the neighbor chicks. We're actually 20.
You say you're trying to stalk your neighbors?
Neighbor chicks, yeah. There's two twins that live next door, roughly. They're 20 years old. They haven't seen once.
Why do you gotta stalk them? Why don't you just say what's up?
That's my question. Why are you stalking your neighbors? Are you trying to get thrown into jail?
Sarcastic. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really that shy, man, I mean, I guess stalking is the way.
I have a feeling Chris is gonna end up like just like that dude on fucking Tattoo Nightmares, with an upside down cross made fucking completely made out of dicks.
I don't even understand how and why somebody would let that be done to themselves.
Because of the fact it was supposed to be a fucking like, an upside down cross like with a Bible, but it turned out to be an upside down cross made out of dicks.
Well, obviously that person couldn't be trusted, and they knew they couldn't be trusted.
Yeah. Or, you know, he might end up like that other dude, fucking three pierced nipples tattooed on him. Well, actually, six, I should say.
So what did they turn the cross into?
Cthulhu from that fucking old-ass horror movie.
The who?
Zulu or something like that.
Zulu? Ain't that like a...
Cthulhu?
An Indian movie or something?
No. Cthulhu. Based on the fucking shit from, I don't know, I think it's like H.P. Lovecraft and shit like that.
Whatever you say.
Now, as far as the dude that had the fucking six nipples tattooed on him.
He actually got something pretty cool tattooed on him. I just covered those up.
He got a chick tattooed over him.
No, but that wasn't as funny as all hell.
Be like,
but no,
Mole Rats. Like, the third nipple.
But he got like a fucking old school microphone and shit like that, and I decided to get like a fucking new school mic and shit like that.
They just put some microphones.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting nipple tattoos.
I'm gonna get microphones.
I
don't know if that's what.
Because I guess the dude's like supposed to be a fucking rapper or something like that too.
That really doesn't explain the tattoo there. The nipples.
He said he was a badass fucking rapper, so you know, so he figured he'd get fucking sick and pierced nipples tattooed on him. I mean, plus he let a fucking tattoo chick tattoo whatever the fuck she wanted.
Idiot.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
I mean, you know, if I'm going to get a tattoo, fucking, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I know I can trust the motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was like at one episode of that show, that person went back, they get a tattoo and shit, but the person was pissed because she went to somebody else beforehand, so they just drew like some fucked up shit on her own.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a fucking pinup, but
I think that was the episode, yeah.
Yeah, pinup problems, I think, or something along those lines.
I don't know, but them people that cover them up, man, they do some crazy shit, though.
Yeah, they do. I mean, then again, I mean, you know, the dude, Tommy, he was on a tattoo, Ink Master.
Man, there's just too many tattoo shows.
Well, Miami Ink, I don't think runs anymore, man. I mean, they used to have fucking LA Ink, Miami Ink, New York Ink.
Man, they got that fucking tattoo show now with, that was that one dude's name. What's his name? Pete Wentz or some shit.
Oh, yeah, fucking, Tattoo Rescue.
I don't know what it's called. I just know they got a new
tattoo Nightmares.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah. Tattoo Nightmares, though, there's a new show where it could be, Tattoo Rescue. Where, like, where this dude fucking, you know, goes in and fucking tries to save fucking tattoo businesses. And, in July, they are bringing back, they're going to have the third season of Ink Master.
Well, those damn episodes you just watched apparently are going to be on again right now.
Yep.
Well, maybe. No, these are old. Never mind.
Let's see.
It's season one, episode two, from 2012.
Yeah, and then at 1 o'clock, it'll give you the one. That's the new one. Pretty much like what they do with these ones. Like, I mean, they're going into like the second season. They pretty much just go through like the old season at the same time, and falls into the second season.
enjoy.
I'm definitely looking forward to fucking Ink Master Season 3 to see what kind of motherfucker, crazy motherfuckers they have up on that shit. But you know, it went away. So, let's go with a track.
Apparently, in my WWE 13 game, Cody Rhodes is too much of a bitch to do a match, and he has Ted DiBiase take his place.
sounds about right.
It really does.
Speaking of which, Ted DiBiase was actually in a dark match. I didn't know that dude still wrestled.
I didn't either. It seems like, you know, he's not always there.
Or he's never there.
And yet they put Sin Cara on TV.
Well, that was a rare appearance. They can't put him on TV every week, man, because he'll get hurt. You know, he got to limit it a little bit.
He'll get hurt every other week, so they can't put him on every week because of that.
They'll take it easy, man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what Fandango is doing.
Yeah, he's having sex with Summer Rae. They're Fandangoing, I mean.
Well, apparently they've got him in fucking NXT now, too, so.
Who?
Sin Cara.
Well, it makes sense. So
no,
you can learn how to not get injured.
Come on, they can't teach you that, there.
But he'll probably still get injured in NXT.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He'll probably get injured next week because they're supposed to have two back-to-back NXT tapings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll do it.
Exactly.
Like, anybody even watches NXT, like, ever? They could tape, like, a million of them.
Exactly.
Well, people living in Florida might.
Possibly. So, what does Wyatt do that they're going to bring back here? So is he just going to talk all the time?
Probably.
I sure hope not.
Cool, Curtis Axel. They should not let him talk.
Curtis Axel? Who said anything about him?
Yeah, nobody's talking about him. We were talking about Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
or Husky Harris.
I saw this video, man. It was him and that FCW, whatever, and all he did was fucking talk. And then the match started.
Well, that must have been an interesting fucking show right there. But apparently, August 26, 2009, DiBiase appeared on the late night show. The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien alongside with Cody Rhodes, The Great Khali, and The Big Show.
Why were they on there, exactly?
I don't know, but why the fuck would you want fucking The Great Khali there in the first place?
Exactly. Why would you want one guy that can't even speak English?
Why the hell do you want him anywhere? Like, shit, man. He should have just, you know, did that one appearance in the Longest Yard movie, and that was it.
Agreed.
Where he didn't have to say anything.
Or better yet, they should have only used him when he was a heel, and then totally fired him. After trying to turn him face and make him look like a total bitch.
That was, they did that whenever they decided he was going to go around and kiss everybody.
Exactly. Who the hell would want to kiss that fucker?
Natalia?
Okay, besides people who are getting paid to kiss him.
Havoc.
Hell no.
Damn.
Chris probably would.
She starts to break down.
That sounds more like your type of thing to kiss. I mean, you kissed that Chewbacca thing.
Hey, Chris, guess what? You get 5 minutes in the box.
Damn. It's been a while since I got 5 minutes.
Well, I wonder if he remembers. He can't mention Chewbacca.
Aw. It's not very nice.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, and no texting or talking to Stalker bitch while you're in there, Chris.
So how'd you realize who it was?
I mean, I already knew who it was, but, you know, after asking Chris, and the fact that, you know, stating, is that who I think it is? He goes, I think it is her man. Say Ghetto's here, she will leave.
Well, did it talk on the phone?
Yes, unfortunately.
And what did it call Chris?
EK.
Yes, the same bitch that was here for that interview. Chris played dumb with me. But it's okay, Chris. I understand. I still hate you.
And I found out that he's still talking to her because, in fact, you know, I said, well, she's not welcome here. He goes, okay, I'll tell her that. So she knows 100%.
I don't remember you ever saying that she was allowed here.
I mean, come on, man. Like, after, you know, trying to fuck JR like she did.
Well, pretty much lost the entire show almost. Yes.
Exactly. Yet, for some odd reason, Chris still feels the need to talk to her.
He loves her, man. He's in love.
Apparently.
They even, what's that, they even UFO together.
Man, UVU, that's like the worst fucking thing ever.
Or UVU, OVU, whatever the fuck it's called, I don't know.
Who knows, who cares?
Yeah, I like when people are like, yeah, add me on this. What the fuck is it? What the fuck I want to get on cam with you for?
Oh, man. Hey, did you know that Mike Jones was in the WWE for a while?
Mike Jones? Who?
Yeah.
Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones. Oh, yeah, what the hell did he do there?
Do you remember that fucking black dude that was with fucking Ted DiBiase? You know, as Ted DiBiase, personal fucking assistant like a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virgil's real name is Mike Jones.
No, I thought you meant actual Mike Jones. Like that shitty ass rapper.
Nah, man, it's just funny that, you know, he went by the name, you know, his real name is Mike Jones.
Who? Nah, I still think that Mike Jones is Tupac.
Could be.
Just a fatter version.
That's very possible.
And he lost all his rapping skills.
Oh, that too.
But yeah, that's what I believe.
I think it's funny how Ted DiBiase has only held two titles in his entire career.
The Intercontinental and what? The tag title.
So. Tag title and the $1 million title.
Wasn't he Intercontinental Champion sometime?
Nope. That was Cody Rhodes.
No.
So he pretty much held a Chris, you realize your 5 minutes is up, but I guess if you want to stay in the box, go ahead.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, no, fucking... Come on, he held the world tag team titles. Okay, that was impressive. And then he holds the title that's absolutely worthless in WWE nowadays, because, you know, it was held by his father in the fucking 60s or 80s or something like that.
But, you know, that title belt is my championship belt in my game. Except it's called the asshole championship.
Hey, I have an asshole championship, too.
I know, you were there when I made it.
Even though we made it different size completely, we were talking about it.
Yeah, I just brought that up because it's the same exact title as the $1 million belt.
Nice.
Except it's blue.
Nice. I just really didn't give a fuck about the singles title. I was like, just making this look like shit so I can win it and get that damn trophy.
Yeah, that night we unlocked like at least 4 achievements.
I think I got like 1 or 2 that night.
I think that's the game I did the most on.
Now I'm curious what game I have the most achievements on.
Well, you have a whole lot more games than I do.
Well, yeah, so I'm just going to check it anyways. Trophy collection.
And yeah, that bitch
apparently,
was fucking. That bitch was currently crying like a motherfucking bitch.
What?
That bitch was crying like a bitch.
What bitch?
So bitch
is
doing
like
what bitches do. Right.
Up on fucking Tattoo Nightmares.
Was it that one that did the fucking what the hell is that called?
Yeah, LA Skyline.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl cried like crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, then again, you can't really blame him. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, like, after the entire tattoo was almost finished, like, you know, he went over the fucking, with the white fucking highlights. And that shit's fucking painful.
Well, obviously, since these people were freaking out.
Oh.
And I figured out my top trophy game that I have it in is SmackDown vs. Raw 2010.
Wow.
How the fuck do you even check that shit?
Trophy collection.
Yeah, but I don't
know. Go PlayStation Network, trophy collection, press X.
Yeah, it's under where, like, your sign-in and all that shit's at.
Okay, yeah. Like, I never even noticed that.
Wow. I think we're all shocked right now.
Oh, no. Trophy collection.
I don't usually get trophies. I just kind of get them throughout the game if I do, but I really try to.
Well, apparently my most trophy collection is on WWE 13.
Damn. And how much percentage is that?
19%.
19?
Damn.
Damn. My WWE 13 is 63.
Man, mine got to be up here too, man. Like, way up here.
My God of War collection is, God of War 2 is 11%. WWE 12, 11%. God of War, Chains of Olympus, 10%.
Jeez, you don't really play these games very much.
He definitely doesn't. Only have 19% on WWE 13.
And you've had those games for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, and let's see, Bleach is at 4%, but, you know, I haven't...
Wait, hold on. How is that at 4%? You played that for, like, a couple weeks straight.
Exactly.
Because of the fact that I haven't played my PS3 in a while, too. You got to think about that, too.
It doesn't just go away.
Let's see. Modern Warfare 3, I had, like, 7% of trophies.
The real gamers would just laugh at you on that one.
Exactly.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2, I had like 1%.
1%?
And that's why you love playing that game so much, because you wanted to get 2%.
What did you do, turn it on?
win one match?
Let's see, Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, 1%.
Dang,
even though I don't
own. He has all these games, but
they're like, all like 1%.
That's like me. That's like me right now, man. I got a bunch of games that I haven't done anything with.
Well, Uncharted 3, like, I don't even own it. That's a demo.
Well, that doesn't count.
It doesn't count for shit.
Killzone 2 was like 6% of trophies. Which I actually just might buy that game again and just fucking...
Wait, you don't even have it anymore.
Wow.
Okay, any games on there that you actually still have?
Or that you did more than 20% of the trophies?
Nope. But God of War, Chains of Olympus, I still have. WWE 13, I still have. And Bleach, I still have. And Bleach, I've been playing all fucking night. All night, but I haven't got any trophies yet.
Playing it all night and you're only at 4%? This must be a really long game.
Or you must be playing in, like, the training mode.
Actually, no, of course, I've been playing the missions, and you don't really get too many trophies for the missions on this game. Story mode, you get trophies, but I haven't really been playing the story mode quite some time.
Man, I was playing that House of Dead earlier. I really hate the fact that it's exactly like the fucking game at, like, Dave and Buster's and shit. You don't get to continue. Like, you have to do it over again.
But, I think I might end up playing fucking God of War again. I figure where I put that out.
Now you gotta find this game.
How the hell do you lose all this fucking video games?
One game a week.
because of the fact I put them in spots and I forget where I put them.
Put them in spots. What does that mean exactly?
Exactly, like what spots?
Do you hide them like stolen money or something? Like maybe one inside the wall, one under the bed.
You know, that actually wouldn't be a bad idea. Putting a few under the bed.
Well, you know, that's where people usually put things people find. Like drug money, Playboys, things like that.
In other words, Gilded's got plenty of experience with, you know, with hiding Playboys.
Nah, man, they're just laying on my floor if you really want to know. It's not like I'm hiding them. No, I keep them out, man, you know, just in case Busta B wants to look at them. No, but seriously, if I had my own place, I really would just, you know, just I'm out on, like, a table or something. Even though they'd probably end up being stolen or something, somebody came over.
Yeah, probably.
That's just how people were.
Yeah. The two border fucking buy their own Playboy, so they have to steal it from Ghetto G.
No, I'm just saying, like, you go over somebody's house and you see something, you know, and they just jack it off somebody. wrong choice of words to use when talking about Playboys, but
I was like, why the hell are you talking about masturbation on JR?
you get the point.
We don't get the point.
Yeah, Philly Gilgi likes to jack on people.
Only if they're sleeping.
Apparently he likes to jack off in other people's houses.
Only when they're sleeping.
Well, first, at least now we know, never fall asleep at Gilgi's house.
Exactly.
Well, if anything, man, somebody would always fall asleep before me.
Yep.
Mainly because I don't trust people. That started at a fucking young age, man. Fucking so you could stay awake the longest.
Yeah, I used to do that shit too.
Yeah,
I think we've all done it.
Now you're asleep by like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, at work.
Sometimes earlier than that.
Oh yeah, I mean, if, you know, if I gotta work, then shit, I might as well just go work.
Even on your days off, nigga.
Exactly. Last night.
So did anybody tune in here tonight?
That's soccer bit?
Nope.
Come on. That doesn't count, Havoc.
Nope.
Oh.
Nobody at all, as usual.
And that's all that promoting I did.
And where did you promote?
On every single person's page that I added.
Oh,
and,
come on,
you
know, man. Newly added people are definitely not going to tune in. They're going to be like, the fuck is this shit?
Yep.
Stupid chat lines.
The only way they tune in is like if we had like, it'd be like Tech Nine the same night as you added them, and you promote that on their page, they'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm tuning in.
Even then, I don't think they're going to tune in, because, come on, man, we had fucking Rift, we had Calico, we didn't have that many people tuned in. And we had, you know, fuck our own.
Yeah, and only one person tuned in for that.
So. Ah, fucking nigga. Playing, Beach.
Well, why'd you call them niggas?
Because black people play Bleach, apparently.
I mean, there are black people in this game.
Isn't it an anime?
Yeah.
There's not really very many black people in that.
There's a few.
Good afternoon, officer.
So what about an officer?
Nothing. It's what Tyrese said in Fast Five.
Oh.
You know, while driving around in a cop car and smashing into people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Fun. I will fuck a skater fuck down before I beat your ass. like a redheaded stepchild.
So that guy at GameStop, he told me that BioShock game or something's really racist.
Why?
Said I don't know, something about like some black person washing the floors and shit, calling the person master and shit like that. And then he said something else, but I don't know. Apparently, it's a racist game.
Yep.
I don't know, we'd probably find it funny, but I'm just saying.
We probably would. Hey, come on, we say some pretty racist shit up on here sometimes.
No, we don't ever say anything racist. Nigga, nigga.
Those damn niggas from Nigeria.
I remember the one time, man. Havoc sat here for a straight week and screamed that shit.
That's when he was playing that Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days, yeah. Good. Okay.
For Christmas, it's good old days.
I guess he enjoyed it.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, you just said the good old days, nigga.
Yeah, it's called sarcasm.
No.
Yeah, it's called Chris is a moron.
I like how all these movies always end on a bridge.
It's called a fucking bridge. And a movie with them getting where the bridge should be.
I'm just saying, man, all these Fast and the Furious movies always end on a bridge, though.
They all do, actually.
See?
Fucking assholes, they're not end the movie. Not on a bridge.
Did somebody say they got a tank? Shit, man, that kind of reminded me of Grand Theft Auto 3, where you could put that tank code in.
Oh, I remember that.
You just drive down the street with a tank, and the cars blew up.
When you're being chased by a cop with a helicopter, it's like, okay, jump out of the tank, do the rocket launcher, get back in the tank. Fucking cop cars right in front of you.
Like, matter of fact, that's how I won one of those races on there. I just blocked off all the streets with tanks.
Nice.
So they'd make the turn, they'd explode, and then there'd be nobody left.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, I played that Grand Theft Auto 3 a lot. Because my shit kept fucking up, so I had to keep playing it. But that's the only one I really played the most. I never really played San Andreas. I played it a few times. I just got my dude all buff and shit, and then I went and beat people up.
Nice.
And then I got, like, some dope-ass cars, you know, put some nitrous in them and shit, and then put them in my garage. Take them out, you know, speed down the road or something, take them back. Never really cared about the missions that much in that game. Just shooting the police, picking up prostitutes.
Of course, the most important aspect of those games.
Speaking of which, remember you had to honk the horn for the prostitute to get in the car?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like that isn't obvious.
I think we take that having never played Grand Theft Auto.
I'm sure you have.
The first childhood did he have?
Have you never played GTA before?
Yeah, I probably play it maybe once at a friend's house, but I didn't play it too much.
Damn. You're missing out, man. A crazy game.
Exactly.
Well, then you should pick up Grand Theft Auto 5 then, coming out.
In September.
I just might do it. Get my some more coffee.
Then we can figure out what that online shit is, so I can come over to your house and kill you. That'd be awesome if that's what that game was. Just roll up in my car and shit, just do a drive-by on you. Or just run you over, whatever, you know.
Motherfuckers.
So yeah, I see a lot of people are going to be angry about the new Xbox though.
Yes they are. Even Chris.
No, I don't give a fuck about that machine. I mean, a few people are trying to defend it. It's like, you guys are fucking idiots.
That's why I tagged Chris in that one picture. Go home, Xbox. You're dead.
It really is. I mean, it's exactly like the PlayStation commercial where they did the gag at E3. Sharing a game with a friend. Two friends, just handing him the game.
That's just ridiculous, though. Like, how are they even able to do that?
Who knows?
How is that even a smart business move? I mean, that's just stupid as fuck.
So, like, is that for real? Like, if you were to trade a game in and then somebody else bought it, they wouldn't be able to play it.
They'd have to pay another fee to download the game. So they basically have to buy the game twice.
Do you see how ridiculous that is?
Exactly. That's why Xbox is going to lose this round.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if they win somehow, god damn, people are fucking stupid.
So when is that even supposed to come out?
Sometime over around the holiday season. Both machines.
I don't know, man. They're losing it. Damn game makers.
Oh, they never had it.
Well, that's true. I never really did like Xbox, ever.
I don't either. I've always preferred PlayStation. Always.
Yeah, I went from, like, Nintendo to PlayStation.
And 10 times better.
Yeah, PlayStation always had some decent games. Like Road Rash.
Yeah.
I guess Driver was alright.
Wasn't exactly the best, but...
And games like the Crash Bandicoot series or whatever.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot, man. My sister loved that game. I mean, it was an alright game. I mean, I played it too.
It was alright, but I mean, that's just like back in the day kind of shit.
What's wrong with Havoc?
I'm trying to fucking eat me, motherfucking nigga.
Eat you?
He's trying to eat a nigga.
Yeah, there's one bottle fucking eat me.
Wow, racism just, level.
Did you say a hobbit is trying to eat you?
I said a hollow.
What the hell is that?
A hollow is trying to eat a nigger. Wow.
What is a hollow, man?
Apollo is. Hold on.
Get the Wikipedia.
It's a form of. It's like a type of villain that's kind of again. I don't know. Like a spirit type thing that attacks humans and shit like that.
And why does it try to eat you?
They don't like me.
Jeez, even the spirits don't like Havoc.
Exactly. I was going to say, one of many things. His coworkers don't like him because he pisses in their shoes. His spirits don't like him.
No, man, they didn't hate him for that. They liked him for that.
Oh, yeah, but then they were too stupid. They didn't know it was him. Or that he was even doing it.
Yeah.
Which I'm shocked his coworkers were that fucking stupid.
Well, it's 2013. People are very stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, very.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, hey, I mean, you know, it was a perfect four-game going away present for after the motherfuckers.
I have no clue what the hell he's talking about.
He pissed in their shoes.
Didn't you lose your job and then you got it back and then you just left them?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty funny.
It really is.
It's like, huh, I got my job back. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, put in your 2-week notice the day before you're about to leave. And say fuck you.
it's really funny because like, I put my 2 weeks notice in, I just didn't even fucking go in for my last fucking few days.
So, what the fuck are they gonna do?
Not a damn thing. It'll be ugly ass fucking nigga lickers.
This tattoo this person has, man, isn't even that bad.
Which one?
Even though I don't know what the fuck it is. It kind of looks like a fucking door knocker.
Which one?
I don't know. Some black eye. Tattoo secrets, if that helps.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's a dude that's keeping the secrets from his fucking wife and shit. He got a fucking fucking tattoo of his, you know, to remind him of his ex-girlfriend and shit like that.
So what is it supposed to be?
I don't even know what the fuck it was supposed to be.
I'm so glad Havoc watched this episode.
No, I watched it, but I guess he was getting like a warrior type thing from like the African warrior this time. Cover it up.
So is this the episode with the nipples?
Yes. What is this? What is oil?
Yeah, it's like this dude I know, man. He got fucking some bitch's initials tattooed on him.
It sounds like a story. It's like, I'm gonna get this bitch's initials tattooed on me. And say it's the 1 year anniversary gift. Hey, baby, look, I have here's a tattoo on me. I'm done with you.
Well, they pretty much, I think they did break up at some point.
That's why I would never get a girl's initial tattoo on me, because it's like, how fucking stupid are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, honestly, if you're getting a tattoo on yourself, get something that actually means something to you, and not, like, a girl you're with, because 9 times out of 10, the relationship's going to end up ending, and then you have those initials stuck on your body. Unless you want to go through the tattoo removal process, which is a hell of a lot more painful than getting a tattoo.
Did you see that story that dude that met that chick, and she allowed him to tattoo her fucking face?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No?
Yeah, like her entire face.
Sounds like a dumb bitch.
She probably was.
Ah, you motherfucking ugly thing with wings.
You ugly penguin with wings? Is what you just said?
What the hell? And now we have proof that Havoc has gone crazy.
It's too hot out here for a penguin.
Yeah, don't tell, what's her face that.
What's her face?
Yeah, I like what's her face.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, they also have a picture of her on that, Juggalette's Going Wrong page.
Oh, they got a kisser there, huh?
Well, duh, man. They got kiss everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
Although somebody tried to say that, that Sasha little girl was running that page.
Probably was.
Who knows, man? The girl's all over the damn place, but I'm just saying it was so funny that somebody thought that.
Oh, no, that bitch is kind of annoying sometimes. This kid especially hated on fucking Kiss for some other fucking reason. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Kiss will fucking rejected her from fucking Lovely Lady Juggalos.
Well, we all saw that YouTube video of why she did. Why she was hating on her for that. But yeah, I see the dude with these nipples, man. Like, why would you do that? That's fucking retarded.
Man, I told you it's fucking retarded.
And they're completely spaced out, like, you know, like some fucking, like, cat nipples or some shit.
I really want to know what the fuck the idea was in getting tattoos and nipples. Like, what the fuck?
But I'm just saying, like, that's like your entire stomach, though.
Okay, this guy sounds like a complete fucking idiot.
Well, yeah. Like, the dude's laughing at him, man. He's like, what the fuck? He's looking at, like, what can I do, man? He's just laughing.
Shit, I mean, like, whenever I get a tattoo or whatever, it's like, I think of it like, okay, this means something to me. Like, that's my first thought. Do I want to my body permanently? And then my third thought is, like, where's the spike put on my body where I can still have it in a spot where, like, I'm going for a job interview, but they don't see it?
Oh, yeah? Well, where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
It would be usually somewhere, like, on my arm, my shoulder, somewhere like that.
Well, you already got one on your upper arm.
Yep, my left one, so I can do it on the right one.
Is that what you're going to put there? A bloody tampon?
What the fuck? Where the hell did that come from?
That actually came from that episode of You're Watching Right Now, Ghetto.
What does that got to do with a bloody tampon, though?
I wonder now.
Because of the fact...
Who's talking about
the fucking tattoo chicks were giving them an option.
either a gay fucking rainbow flag or a bloody tampon. And the third option was a pierced nipple.
Wait, who gave an option of pierced nipples? Isn't that what they're trying to cover up?
Yeah. Well, again.
Oh, wait, hold on. The dude gave him the option of a bloody tampon to cover it up.
Wow.
You okay?
Yeah, are you?
No.
Are you okay, Snuggles?
What the hell is that? Like, is that your mom?
I sure hope so.
That was just very awkward.
Nah, but nah, yo.
She wasn't in the bathroom with you, was she?
Nah.
That'd be even weirder.
Ew.
But did he fall in the toilet?
Well, that's probably the first time we've heard your mom awake.
Yeah, shockingly enough, she's actually awake for once.
She stole all your energy drinks.
I had to.
I got two left. One in yogurt form and one in fucking Mountain Dew form.
Did you just say yoga?
Yogurt. I think there's one in urine form.
Yeah, he probably does drink urine.
He probably does.
Oh, never. That's it. But no, fucking, like I said, but no, that dude fucking, like, that dude explained, like, how he got his tattoo. Like, pretty much, because of the fact, you know, he lost a bet with these two chicks. And, you know, and they were actually, and they're the, tattoo people. So, and it was like, you know, the bet was, you know, if he won the bet, you know, he'd get a free tattoo. If he lost the bet, then they could tattoo whatever the fuck they wanted on him. And, you know, the three options that they gave him were a gay rainbow flag, a bloody tampon, and a six nipple, pierced nipple.
Jeez.
This is why you don't make stupid bets.
How do you decide?
Go with a bloody tampon, fuck it. I have to.
Yeah. It'd be like that girl that sucked that bloody tampon that everybody freaked out about.
Oh.
Now, do we know if it was real or not? No.
No.
This nigga don't die. The fuck, die already.
Still fighting them damn spirits.
While you try to get more trophies.
You see that, Chris? You talked them into it.
I'm into what?
Getting trophies.
Ah. I was watching a stupid troll video that the Xbox guy said about, like, if you guys can't get internet access, sleep with the Xbox 360. It's like, wow, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, I really don't want to pay you to go online.
No. They're basically saying if you can't get internet access at all, you can't play any games for their machine.
I see.
So, basically, they're saying you have to stick with the Xbox 360 if you don't get internet access. So, basically, yeah, fuck you, Xbox One. And considering that your executive producer said that about the machine, wow, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Shiv, I was in that case. I would have said next question.
Or just tell them to shove it up their ass.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to stick with my PS3 for a while, though.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking with Sony. I don't give a fuck what Microsoft is thinking because they're just fucking it up.
Well, I mean, I'm stick around with this one until they stop making games, I guess.
Exactly. Because even though none of the machines have backward compatibility, so it's a big fuck you again.
Yeah. I'll never understand that.
It makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, yeah, the first one of the PS3, which I had one of those, that had backwards compatibility with PS2, PS1, they had like it all, basically. But
then you killed it.
Yes, it died. And the newer versions do not have backwards compatibility with PS2 games or PS1. And now PS4 does not have PS3. Xbox One does not have Xbox 360 or Xbox games. It's like, oh, it's like, how about they just go make a smart video game machine that has all the backwards compatibility stuff that it should have?
Well, go make one.
Yeah, of course, go make
one. Yeah, Sony, go make one. Stop being lazy, you asshole.
Well, don't your school got shit like that, man? Learn how to do that.
That would be a totally different focus than what I'm going for right now.
Well, change it up and go for that instead.
Yes.
I'll see what I go with, but right now I'm going for an associate's degree, and that's my first step.
Yeah, that's your first.
I have a word waiting. No.
Yeah, of course everybody's laughing at you, bitch. You got a fucked up dad, too.
Yeah, that her parents set up for her to get. Like, who the fuck does that?
Great parenting.
Like, who takes you to a fucked up tattoo person and then stand there and just laughs at you?
Great parenting.
I know, right?
What? I told them if they made it ugly and made it hurt and shit, they'd pay them double. What the fuck?
That sounds like that's a parenting indeed.
Wow.
Those are some great parents, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, was Ghetto Man with that night.
Ghetto Man, what would you do if your parents did that?
Yeah, care, right? They would never do that. They're not too fond of tattoos. like my sister, she got a bunch of tattoos.
They must see her as a black sheep, then.
No, that would be me.
I just saw
the bloody tampon. No, not because I'm a rapper, man. They don't like that fact either.
So you got tattoos? And, you know, you reject Jesus.
Well, yeah.
I said the Lone Rangers look like they suck.
Like we haven't seen that shit before.
I'm just surprised it took them this long to make a fucking movie out of it.
Well, we don't need to see that.
Oh, we don't.
Where can you find sexy girls ready for anything? the internet, of course. Just enter your credit card number.
Yeah,
this commercial is ridiculous.
You have no idea.
All that? Just to see some nude bitches, man? What the hell?
Yeah, it probably cost like a shitload of money, too.
It just said on there something like $20 or something.
And yet, there are also free sites where you see nude bitches.
Exactly. it's like the people in the porn industry selling, like, DVDs and shit. Who the fuck's going to buy that when you get it for free online?
You get it for free online or whatever. A video with the bitch you're looking for.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? Why'd I want to pay, like, $20 to $30 for a DVD?
Exactly.
I just type that shit online and get that shit for free.
Yep.
Apparently the site's free. And once you sign up, they give you like a $20 credit to use as you wish.
Did you really just go to that site?
Wow.
Definitely did.
Wow.
This is how desperate he is for porn.
Free for members. Unlimited free video chat access. High definition live webcams. Direct and control the show live. Cam to cam. Save your favorite models and receive alerts when models are online.
Oh, man. You're probably the only person that ever went to that site.
Probably is.
They have so many of those damn commercials play throughout the night.
Yeah, they do.
I thought of that one where it's like, you go here, you get this, and this free, or whatever, like that one.
No, talking about, you know, are you lonely?
That one.
Shit like it.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I think I got the one where it's like, if you buy something today, you'll get a free DVD and a free whatever. It's actually like,
Yeah, I'm not a chick, so go fuck yourself.
I see.
Did you say he's not a chick? Go fuck yourself.
I think you might have.
I did.
Why do you gotta be a chick to go to these sites there, Chris?
No, I'm saying if you do this, we'll include a free dildo. It's like, okay.
Free dildo.
Only a commercial meant for a woman.
What the fuck, man? What kind of commercials are you watching?
I've seen it like 4 or 5 times.
I'm just talking about... I'm talking about, like, chat lines or something like that, man. What the hell are you watching?
Whatever the fuck commercials come on after midnight.
Wait. So you're watching what's about getting a free dildo?
It was part of the deal, whatever, for the one portal thing. We get a free DVD and a free dildo. It's like, yeah, I ain't getting shit.
His damn dude didn't answer the phone is why he lost.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
That's Chris's next tattoo. A booty tampon.
What a smiley face.
I'll pass on Lee McFoleon having a smiley face with Have a Nice Day as a tattoo.
Oh, why?
Because I don't want anybody to have a nice day. I don't have a fucking shit day.
Well, it would fit your sarcasm.
Oh, of course it would.
Oh, I got a colorful owl in my back now. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's great that he can cover it up, but, like, I don't want that tattoo either.
So, in other words, girl, you don't want a colorful owl on a shitload of books?
No. Not at all. The anger. Yeah. Tell your parents do something else that's fucked up. And I thought my parents hated me. But damn. It's... He's like, yeah, check out these microphones on me. I'm gonna quit rapping. I can go to the beach and people can see these giant microphones on me.
Don't make fun of you.
I'll tell you, start rapping, man. I wonder if he realizes the plugs like that aren't at the end of the microphone.
Probably not.
Those are headphone jacks. It's just, I'd just like to point that out. Well, let's see what this dude got now. This thing kind of looks like him.
Yeah, without the fucking feathers on his head.
So what the hell does that thing say? What's the bubble say?
I don't know.
I fight for Zing in the something.
Let's say like an African tribal warrior or something like that.
The hell's his name? Zol.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to change my name to that.
I don't expect to have to meet on you that anytime soon up on here.
That was like at dude Superbird, man. He said, said one of his names that his parents was going to name him, it was between Sam, his real name, or Akuzla. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, that must have been I could have just, you know, I can just picture how he had gone to school with that name.
Exactly.
He can't get his ass kicked every single day for it.
Yeah, he already grew up to be a complete fag. Nah, but that's the first impression you get of this dude when you meet him. You think he's gay as fuck. But then, like, he had a girlfriend and shit. But I still thought he was gay.
Maybe she was just a cover-up for, you know, for him being gay.
I don't know. He might be fully gay now. I don't know. Haven't really talked to him in a few years.
Damn.
Wait, this is an old one.
Yep.
So that was the only new one?
Yeah.
That's beat.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought there was two episodes on the Nighters.
Well, there's another one on the thing that comes out at 3 called called a Tramp Stamp. Called by a fucking Teabag Tattoo.
But that's from from 2012 though.
Yeah. I mean, there was another new one earlier.
Wait, what the hell was that? Phil Collins. Rod Stewart. What the fuck is this shit on here?
Fuck you watching.
That comes on that channel.
I don't know, I got fucking Ted Wilson and Norm Souza. Never do this at home.
I'm just saying, let's see. Tattoo Nightmares on at 3 and then 3:30. Then at 4 o'clock, it's Phil Collins and Rod Stewart.
I don't know, for me here at 4 o'clock, it's like fucking paid programming.
That don't come on until 4:30 here. The fuck?
That's a fucking... Oh, fuck is that?
Then it goes on to Zumba Fitness.
Yeah.
Wait, Jumbo Fitness to the Fandango theme?
That's what you want to do with it, yes, I guess.
That'd be weird as fuck.
Oh, you mentioned it, Chris, so I guess you want to do it.
Oh, look, Mac Miller's been in the studio with Kendrick Lamar. That must be terrible.
crap.
I don't like either one of them.
Me either.
Music on board.
Like, Kendrick Lamar, he just rambles and rambles on songs, and Mac Miller's just a fucking douchebag.
Yep.
That went to my school.
That's a bad fucking tribal tattoo.
What?
That's a really bad tribal tattoo. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. That dude got a shitty ass fucking tribal tattoo.
Yeah. It's an old one.
Yeah. But I've seen this already, so I can delete it.
Time for this
thing
to go.
Shit, I already watched the whole thing.
What the hell do you mean, delete it?
Because I was DVRing it. That dude is definitely retarded.
Don't talk about Chris like that.
Well, considering this dude fucking literally just said triple sex.
No, can't
that? And even the fucking chicks up in the room in the fucking car with him said, "Let's go." Did he really just say that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
I mean, come on, you got three chicks in the car with you, and you're just saying triple sex. Really? I thought that's something Chris.
That is something Chris would say. Ain't that right, Chris?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do you even know what the hell we were talking about?
Yes. That dude being in a car with three chicks saying triple sex.
Wow, dude, he was paying attention.
Holy shit.
I am paying attention, even though I'm trying to get hacked it back into my internet, which is being fucked up.
Hacked it back on the internet? Ha ha.
Hey, I'm the Havoc yesterday.
Yeah, you caught the Havoc virus.
Yep.
Although that problem kind of helped Havoc, it made his internet faster.
Hell yeah.
This is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bang Chris.
Yeah, it's all Chris's fault.
You watching?
A Rayana video.
Why?
Because it happens to be on. And she, all she's doing is doing like some motions around her vagina. Like she's just moving her hand from side to side, and then she smacks it, and then she does it again. Like, what the fuck is she doing?
Trying to masturbate.
I guess so. I guess you're allowed to do that on music videos nowadays.
Guess so.
I mean, she is like half naked. And then she was smacking her pussy and shit.
We don't mean to be rude, but there's more than one person in the room. Could you back it up a step and explain for us?
Well, it's just kind of a long story and I didn't want to bore you.
I'm hardly bored. And since I did bother to ask you to explain, maybe you'd be quiet and generic.
Glad that that was blasting in my ear.
You're very welcome.
It's been more than 10 years since I retired from your position, Yusuke. I think too many things have changed since then.
Oh my God, no.
Get back to business. Now tell me who you are.
Yes.
It is actually quite simple, Yusuke. A time ago, fear grew of the consequences if the S&A class spirits were allowed through to the living world.
What the hell are we watching now?
Yu Yu Hakusho. Yu Yu Hakusho. It's anime.
Yu Yu Shafumo.
Nah, man. Yu Yu Hakusho. It's anime.
Yu Yu Hashimo.
Hakusho.
Whatever you say. So what anime shit are you watching, Chris?
Well, that was an interesting response right there, Chris.
Is that right, Chris?
Well, Chris, you watch the SpongeBob?
Of course, I am speaking of your anime.
Man, that's not anime. What the fuck?
Is Amalekis? Yes, it is. Like they say, the fool hunts for misfortune.
Well, this is so entertaining, I'm going to have to hang up now.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Hey.